You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hour number three. It's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. Bottom of the hour, your chance to win Roughnecks tickets against Panther City.
Where is that's not real. Where Fort is Panther City?
Panther City.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Is that a real town?
It'd no. be awesome if it
like,
was.
You go on Expedia and book a trip, and like I want to go to Panther City.
Yeah.
And there's just panthers there? Running wild. It's very dangerous. Yeah.
No, the panthers
are hungry for meat.
Yeah. Oh man, Panther. Where are you from? I'm from Panther City, baby.
That's badass though.
Yeah.
Panther City, USA. Mother bleeper.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'll have some of that.
Works 70% of the time, all the time.
We're asking you, 960-960, name and location, win some Roughnecks tickets. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. 960-960, name and location. We'll mix in some phone calls, too. Why don't we do that?
That'd be a great idea.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'd love that.
That's the voice of Mr. Brent Cron. He's our Big Show Flames analyst, the Cobra, the Solution Snake, courtesy of whom?
Brent Caron is brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years, offering 24-hour emergency service. For all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls, call 403-266-1411.
Are you ready for the big show on Friday?
Oh, the roast?
The roast of me?
The roasty.
Yeah, I got to get preparing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it's going to be very cringy. Because we're all going to try to be funny.
Yeah, that's the worst when you try to be funny and you're not. And like, yeah. How about that one?
Yeah.
And it's just it's crickets. That's funny.
We should just have some weird noises just
yeah.
in case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just
you're
like
doing this,
fart noises.
You're
like,
doing ooh. This so you can roast all of us. Maybe you have to get a lot of stuff off your chest when we say something and it's really like awful, not funny at all. And you're going to like, boom, I got this one for you because I've been staring at your
big head
all morning.
I have so much written already.
Yeah.
I've already prepared.
So why didn't you just roast all of us and then we get to...
No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works. Then we can just recover, like, shut up, man. Stop.
No.
Stop being mean.
I'm going to walk out of the studio because I'm sensitive.
Yeah.
And apparently it's going to be you, Eric Francis, and Julian McKenzie all in studio on Friday.
That's great. We only have four chairs.
Well, four mics.
Yeah, four mics, and I don't know how we're going to do it.
We're going to rotate people in.
Yeah,
it's
going to rotate them in.
I have an idea for this. I'll produce the whole thing. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Direct
but you'll have like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Each.
All right.
And he's had a vision for a while, and I'm glad.
In like roasting fashion, like you'll roast me, of course, but you also take shots at Maddie, Patrick, GVP, Eric Francis. I don't think you really know Julian.
I don't, but I've met him a handful of times. I really like the guy.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to roast somebody you like.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I guess it's, yeah.
How are you going to roast me then?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, you almost, careful. Whoa. Kick saving
really
a beauty.
You're like, love you so much.
Yeah. I got nothing bad to say at all. You're just such a great human being.
Thank you. It's very nice of you. Keep them rolling in 960, 960, name and location. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. 960, 960, name and location. And we'll mix in some phone calls. Maybe you want to call, maybe you don't. It's cool too.
How much are the tickets going for? I heard rumors that they're expensive down in the desert for the last game.
Yeah. What was the American price there, Maddie?
$1,000 to $10,000. Just standard.
And a lot and those $1,000 that's standing
grand?
Room. That's standing room there.
Who's buying those tickets? They didn't buy them all year.
They haven't bought them for the last 25 years.
Yeah. What is going
grand
on?
He goes,
seriously?
Oh, we have a hockey team? They're leaving?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we gotta pay $8,000
to see the Coyotes.
Like, are you kidding me? Stop.
And there's so many half Oiler fans in there too.
Nobody's going. I have a buddy that's down there right now for just personal reason. Didn't even really book this trip like 4 months ago. Is down there. It's like, yeah, we bought tickets prior just because we're in town, and now it's like the hottest. Well, might sell them actually.
I would.
Yeah,
I would do it in a heartbeat because, like we just said. Why go see it?
You know, you bought your tickets for $15 at the gas station with a free hot dog and a beer.
Yep.
And now I'm gonna fleece somebody for an extra $1,000.
Yeah.
Got $10,000. Here you go. Ice level seats. in a junior barn for a National Hockey League team.
Damn right.
Figure your stuff out.
Thanks for the four tickets from the Fill and Gulp in Arizona. Yeah.
Four Slurpees with a chance to win 20 tickets to the Coyotes game tonight.
Thanks, and I'm going to sell them. And what about those the season ticket holders? Like, it's my time to make this back this money.
I know, right?
Hell yeah, I can make back my
25
money.
25 years, finally at the hottest ticket in
town. I'm
going
to watch it on the local TV station anyway. And apparently they were showing commercials about, like, get your season tickets for next year
in Salt Lake.
Yeah. What's
the drive from Phoenix to Salt Lake? It's not overly far.
4 hours?
Right? Yeah, it's not. It's a day trip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
It's going to be electric hockey market, Salt Lake.
you
played there, right?
Yeah, against the Grizzlies.
How many times
East Coast
did you play there?
Like two or three times.
Never mind.
How was it?
It's a 10-hour
drive. Nobody went to the game.
Oh,
it was the East Coast Hockey League team, so nobody really cared, right? There's like a handful of people. There was lifers down there, but
they do like 6,500 right now. It's actually like a pretty good
for the Grizz.
Yeah, for the Grizz. Yeah, like back when you were playing, they were definitely done like 2.5, 3. But they've actually been one of the organizations, and over the last 3 years, have seen like 1,000 on average increase over their last three seasons. So, listen, I'm not saying that 1,000 more seats over the last 3 years for the Utah Grizzlies means that they deserve an NHL team. But there has been some growth in NHL in that city recently.
And they have an owner
in pro hockey.
Hungry, who loves it, young.
Can they serve booze in the...
No.
I'm sure they can in the arena.
Sure
they
have it, everybody's Latter-day Saint there.
Yeah. I mean, I know that town is like that.
Yeah,
but,
it's dry. Yeah.
You know, it's...
That's a great question.
Whole state.
I would be very curious. I grew up in a dry town, and it... you find other ways, right?
Well, yeah.
Really changes you when you really get a sip of it as an adult.
You feel really dirty when you get some.
Yeah.
The church is very supportive of the team there. Alcoholic beverages will not be served in containers larger than 25 ounces. A maximum of 2 alcoholic beverages may be sold to each guest per purchase. So, yeah,
so
you can
drink. Responsible.
Yes.
25 ounces.
You can't go,
I'll just take two 24-ouncers.
Yeah.
So I just crushed 48 ounces of beer. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. No, they can't be, you know, lock, stock,
the
barrel
city
on there.
I've never been to Salt Lake. How is it?
I don't know. I was in and out.
You don't remember?
No.
It's got a
growing... I remember walking under a bridge to get to the hotel, and that's about all I remember, and sitting on the bench.
It's got a growing tech sector, kind of like Silicon Valley.
Oh.
That's Ryan Smith. That's where he gets his money from.
Oh, okay.
Where he collects his sheets.
Yeah.
There's the new team. Whatever they're going to be called.
They got to go B-themed.
Okay.
That's my pick. They got to go B-themed.
Because it's the...
Beehive State.
Yeah, the Beehive State. So maybe they go bees. The
Honey Drippers.
Oh, I like that.
The Honey Drippers? It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't have anything for the name of the Salt Lake team. I've had a hard time with this.
The pollinators?
It's going to be something like the Seattle. I was like
the
cracking. From the start, it was cracking all day. Now I'm like, this.
But cracking didn't make sense either.
It does.
They play in the sea. They play near a sea.
It does make sense.
And Vegas was like, Bill Foley,
but that's
Army.
Not the area where the Kraken is from. No, it's like a different...
It's in the
side of the world.
Yeah. Well, it's better than calling them the Yeti, because the Yeti is not a North American thing.
Should have been the sockeye. Salmon's a tough fish.
Well,
swims upstream.
It should have been the killer whales and had the exact same logo as the Vancouver Canucks.
They just rip off the corporate logo.
Change the color scheme.
Yeah, we'll go green.
They should have taken the skate back.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm grabbing on the Canucks so much today, but they should shoot that stupid Orca Bay logo into the sun and bring back the skate. Or even the rink with the stick.
I'm a fan of Johnny Canuck. I like Johnny Canuck.
I know.
I like the orange and black and yellow jerseys. Those are the best
with the
jerseys.
Skate. They're beautiful.
They're unbelievable.
They're beautiful. When they bring back the blacks, those are the nicest black jerseys in the NHL.
By far.
It's not even close. I feel like Trevor Linden or Kirk McLean is going to be out there making toe saves with that skate jersey. Stand-up goalie toe saves.
You know, and I hope Vancouver gets bounced in the first round, because I can't stand that goal song. It's a terrible goal song.
Simple Minds.
There you go.
Anyway, sorry. I heard it 4 times last
night. Yeah, I was...
I didn't want to hear it anymore.
I was crushing the Canucks earlier, how I don't want them to do well.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, that game last night, 4-1 loss to the Canucks.
How about it?
Was that the last time we saw Jacob Markstrom play for the Flames?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was?
Yeah.
With a whimper?
So. Yeah, I do. I 100% do. The Flames aren't going to trade him for the sake of trading him, right? I mean, this year, I still get lost in all the fact that, you know, we had a deal done and then it didn't go through. And everybody's like all awkward and weird about it. It's like, well, you have a, you control your destiny, right? So you can't, like, they have to come to you regardless and tell you that they have a trade. And things happen all the time where it doesn't go through. It's like they have to go to you. If you didn't have a no trade, you wouldn't know anything about it. And you would be completely ignorant to that fact, right? And so that fact that they have to go to him and say, are we going to do this? Are we going to do that? Or this is what we're thinking, blah, 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 blah. He probably knows a little bit more than he probably needs to, but that's a contractual obligation the Flames have to him, and that's what he wanted.
I think that there's some hard things that as a new GM, you kind of, yeah, maybe learn along the way. But then the other thing, too, is we've heard so much from different varying accounts of how all of this went down that that's the hardest thing to kind of comment on, because no idea how far this actually went. There's been varying reports on either side.
Yeah, you know, so it is what it is. I don't think it's a blip. I think it's part of doing business. And,
yeah.
You know, because we know, you know, probably 50% of the facts or 60. We don't have the whole full story, so we can comment on it. But, yeah, if they have a deal that they can get for him, they're going to do it. But they're not going to trade him just because, oh, well, you know, we need to move on from him, right? I mean, he's still got 2 more years left on his contract. He's the best of the three goalies at this current time. Wolf needs to get some minutes playing behind Markstrom next year at the start of the season. If they can't find the proper deal, then that could very well be the case. But I think for sure that he's gone this summer. I really do. He started his career in Florida, right? Then went to Vancouver, then came to Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 34. So, and he's got 2 more years left on his deal. It's going to take him till he's 36. He wants to go to a contender, but...
You'd think,
right? But, too, he's been on... It's different when you go to a contender, too, right? Like, when he started in Florida, he's a rookie and you're playing and the team's not great, so you're just going out there and you're just getting peppered and it's a different mentality. You go to Vancouver, they weren't, you know, world beaters either when he got there, and he's a good goalie, so he's trying to figure his way out through there, and then he comes to Calgary, and Calgary's never been, you know, a top-tier team except for that one season when they lost to the Oilers in the playoffs there, right? So going to a contender, too, it's hard because you're expected to win, right? This season, the Flames, we kind of knew what the season was going to be about. I think the guys gave it their best effort with all the noise surrounding everything. I think everybody, for the most part, played well. You know, you can tell there's a bit of disappointment and frustration in Jacob's game right now since the trade deadline. You watch him again last night. He's fine. Like, he's playing fine, but he just doesn't have that same energy, and it's hard when the games mean nothing. We've discussed this at length that, yeah, it's your last game or whatever. It's probably going to be his last game because Wolf will probably start Thursday.
If there's one guy who plays the Sharks, it's Dustin Wolf.
Yeah, look out, right?
Yep.
You know, and Dustin's got the benefit of playing some pretty subpar teams, too. You know, Friday night against Anaheim, Sunday against Arizona, tomorrow night against San Jose. Like, he's in a fortunate position where he gets to play and figure things out. And then, you know, you get Vancouver for Markstrom Tuesday night, which is the way it should be. But, you know, he just doesn't have that same jump, that same energy, that same, you know, laser focus. You can see it in his eyes. He lets in a goal. He just gets up. And you can look at the clock. Oh, 32 minutes left in the game today. Okay. You know, mm-hmm. Like, that's just how – and you can't blame him for it. He's given everything he can to this team. And right. I've really enjoyed watching him play. But, yeah, for my money, this is the last game he's playing.
And then the question is, where do they go from here, right? Is it Dustin Wolf? Is it Dan Vladar? Do you think that they should get a veteran to be around Dustin Wolf rather than a Dan Vladar?
I'm naturally going to say that. I like that veteran rookie combo. I do. Mm-hmm. Depending on what happens with Markstrom, where he goes, who he goes to. I mean, if he goes to Jersey, like everybody says, maybe Jake Allen comes back this way. Who knows, right? You know, with Vladar coming off hip surgery, having 1 more year left on his deal at 2-something, he might be a bit hard to move, too. So that might be a waiver thing, too, depending on what they decide. But, you know, Wolf, next season, he has to have an impact, too, right? I really do feel where this season was unfortunate because he was – the Flames kind of – they had no panic in net. They didn't have to do anything. And we're all screaming for Wolf because he's lit up the American League the last 2 years. Like, he needs to be in the National Hockey League. There's nothing left to prove. And it's true, but still has another year left on it. You know, he's – like, they don't – he can clear – he doesn't have to clear waivers to go down, right? So there's no gun to the back of your head to make a decision. So I'd like to see a veteran guy come in with Wolf. I really would. And whoever that is, I'm not sure. Because even though Vladar has been around for a while, he doesn't have that pedigree like even a Jake Allen. I mean, you're not winning a ton of games with Jake Allen in net, but just that he's been around for so long,
mm-hmm.
right? It goes a long way just for somebody to talk to, too. I mean, that's the biggest thing for goalies. You know, with your goalie coaches and in the organization and guys you play against, you kind of have that hierarchy. Like one of the best ones was Pekka Rinne and Juuse Saros. Like, those two guys, that was such a great veteran-rookie combo where yep. they were both countrymen. I mean, that's a perfect situation. You're not going to get that everywhere you go. But you could see how much it helped Saros having Pekka toward the tail end of his career where he wasn't playing the 65 games a season and Saros was coming up. You could see those two just communicating on the bench every TV timeout, you could just see them. They got along so well, right?
There's a lot of similarities when you look at, like, the Markstrom and Wolf thing and the Rinne and Saros thing. Like, there was just a lot of similarities that I think that it's always made sense to me mm-hmm. that would kind of be the way that it ends up going. So,
and it's nice, too, when things go south and you're struggling.
Shesterkin and Lundqvist, another one?
Yeah, right? I mean, you sit there, I mean, just guys to talk to, guys that have been through it all. Whereas if you're kind of going through it with a guy that's still trying to establish himself, there is still a compete mode between the two of you. You can be buddies as much as you want, but you're still like, I want that net. And that's a healthy competition that everybody likes. But if you know you have that established veteran and the rookie kind of coming up and both guys know their place, you know, it's a lot more a smooth transition for a lot. And that's a perfect scenario. Who knows if we're going to get that, but that's what I'd like to see.
How do you feel about chasing milestones at this time of year? Whether you are a team in it or a team out of it. For instance, you got Matthews looking for 70, and then on this team, you've got Coleman going for 30, Weegar going for 20, all these types of things. How do you kind of compare that between what's going to happen Saturday for your club?
If you have nothing to play for and you're out of the playoffs, you're playing for milestones, selfishly, right? You want to go get your whatever. Your contract has got some individual bonuses where it's goals or points or...
Slefkovsky yesterday, $250,000 for his 20th goal.
Right, and guys are just... They love that stuff, right? Like, both teams know about it too, though, right? It's not just the Montreal Canadiens. It's like, you know, the opposing team too knows... Right.
Bob was trying, or Stolarz was trying to make those stops on Matthews yeah, yesterday, right? He's like, not getting 70
no
on
way.
Me, bud.
Yep. Oh, you know that for a fact. But when you're in the playoffs and you're the Leafs and you're Matthews and you have 69 goals, as cool as it would be to get to 70, who cares? Because that's not what your goal is. Like, your goal is to win a playoff for the first, get out of the first round, right? And whatever that looks like for them. If he goes and gets 70 and they get bounced in the first round, you know, no 70 goal season, great, but you lost again, right? 69, you make it forward. Or if you get 69, you get bounced. It's whatever, right? Like, it's already a great goal-scoring season.
But you've had a great year.
Everybody likes round numbers. I like round numbers. 69 wouldn't bother me that bad. 68 would probably piss me off.
Yeah,
but,
I bet, hey?
Right? But,
yeah.
You know, 69's okay.
Yeah. And, now you're so far away.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're in and you got to make decisions, your focus is with playoffs, right? That's it. That's all. So I don't think Matthews is getting a bonus for getting 70.
Should he? Yeah.
You know?
I also don't think you can get bonuses unless you're ELC or 35-plus contracts. But
he gets $8 million for 70 goals.
That's the count against their cap next year? Is that how that works?
And he gets all his money, like, every July 1st. Like,
yeah. He's signing,
signing bonuses.
Yeah, that's fun, hey?
Yeah. Like, yeah, just cut me a check for, you know, 12 mil or whatever it is.
And you just back the Brinks truck up on my driveway, please, right over there. Just deposit the pile of cash.
Yes.
I'll sort through
See
it.
The empty pool? Right there. That'll be fine, please.
I'll be like Scrooge McDuck jumping off the diving board into gold coins.
More gold coins, please, as I swim around in this pool of money.
So he signed that four-year extension that starts after this year, and his base salary is going to be $775,000 for two seasons, then $900,000 for the two seasons after. He will get signing bonuses of $16 million, $14.5 million, $10.1 million, and $9.1 million.
So when he gets his qualifying offer, do they just have to give it on the 775?
No. That's actually how he got this huge qualifying offer is, I think it's part of it, but Matthew Tkachuk had the same deal.
Yeah.
That's why his qualifying offer was big.
Yeah.
I actually like the Leafs are playing the Bruins. I think that's a better matchup than the Panthers.
I do, too. Because... the Panthers are a pesky team, right? The Bruins can be, too, but the Panthers in particular will finish their checks and take you out. The Leafs won the season series against the Panthers.
No, the Bruins crushed them.
No, I'm not talking about the Panthers.
Yeah.
You're saying the Bruins is a better fit for the Leafs.
Yes.
Yeah. The Leafs, or the Bruins won the season series.
4-0.
Yeah, right? Who do you think starting in goal for Boston?
Swept them, then beat them up, and then signed Pat or traded for Pat Maroon the next day.
Pat Maroon looks really quick out there.
He's not going to play. Yeah, who cares?
Him and Reeves toe to toe.
Yeah, just him and Reeves should be on the It's just going to be him and Reeves.
Yeah. You know, they each play like 1 minute. Yeah, and they're talking up
right
a storm
off the start.
There.
You know, we had that. We were in Saskatoon playing the second round 1 year, and it was Stephen Pete and Darcy Hordachuk, and started the playoffs. Just dropped the puck, and it was just a fight immediately, and it was like, whoa, this is awesome. I don't know if Maroon and Reeves would get the building jumping, maybe, who knows, but the Leafs aren't going to do it again against Boston. Who do you think's going to start in net for Boston, Swayman or the Fraud?
It's got to be Swaydog.
I think it's Swayman for sure.
The biggest problem they made last year was starting with the wrong guy and then sticking with him.
I know.
I think you probably go with the other guy, and you also have a very short leash compared to last year.
Mm-hmm. Samsonov, I think he's going to lay an egg, too. He hasn't looked good. Oh, he's looked bad.
He's looked bad.
You know, it's so funny, too, because at the start of the season, you know, he couldn't stop a beach ball. And they said, stay home and, you know, work with the goalie coach and get your mind right. And he came back, and to his credit.
Yeah, but when has that guy ever been consistent?
No kidding.
And like he's up and down. That's just who he is.
For sure. And he's going down at the wrong time, too, because he was hot there for like a month and a half, 2 months. Or everybody's like, oh, he's the goalie of the future. We love this. This is so good. But it's a new season. And the Leafs haven't won in the first round in a very long period of time. And the Bruins have got inside
their...
last
year in the first.
The Leafs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
They beat
Tampa.
The Lightning.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
sorry.
And then they got...
We won Florida.
Panthers. Yeah.
We won Florida.
Yeah, sorry, you're right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm still thinking that...
you have one playoff win.
Yeah, there you go.
One win.
Players as one playoff win.
And the Bruins still have that Game 7 defeat against them, too.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Yeah.
Who goes further in the playoffs this year, the Leafs or the Oilers?
Oilers.
Both second-round exits. I don't know. What do you mean?
I think Edmonton doesn't want Vegas in that first
round. No, I don't think anybody wants Vegas in the first round. They're hoping it for L.A. Like, fingers crossed.
I don't think you want Vegas in the second round because that's when you get Mark Stone.
I know.
I'll take him in the first round. What, Jack Eichel? What was he in the playoffs?
But to Edmonton's defense, they had a lead in every game against the Golden Knights last season in that series.
It came down to goaltending, too, right? Like, Skinner, the wheels fell off with him last year.
I think they're a little bit better, more equipped this year to take on Vegas, for
sure.
They're a deeper team.
Are we talking enough about, can Vegas do it goaltending-wise?
Yeah, I don't know. That's the thing. Hill hasn't looked very good at all.
Thompson
has been a sieve, right? But they've done it by committee.
And I also like their blue line so much better as far as protecting your...
I think they can just break down Edmonton's top guys better than any other.
They've also showed that
they'll
just rotate their guys. They'll pull up some dude in the AHL and then game three, and he'll shut out and then ride him to the final. You know, no problem. It'll be Jiří Patera by game three. Look out.
Oh, God.
How many goalies did Vegas use last year? Five?
Three.
Four.
No, but like during the season plus the playoffs.
Season.
Right? Five for sure.
I think you almost ran out of fingers.
Hill finished it.
Right. And he had Thompson, I think.
Hey, when's the snake handler coming back?
Leonard. I don't know.
I don't think he's ever coming back.
I'm a snake.
Yeah, when's he coming back?
He owes a lot of people some money, too.
And he just started dropping bombs. And if you don't give me this by that, I'm telling the world about this, that the NHL does this and that. And you're like, whoa.
And
like,
you're
the guy to hold a league ransom, hey?
Like, you got to go away.
You got to go.
Just...
Only next year at $5 million on that LTIR form.
That's it, hey?
Okay.
That's not bad.
So you're saying the snake handler's not coming back?
No.
They played Thompson, Hill, Brassois, Quick, and Jiří Patera all last year in the regular season.
Yeah
they had Quick.
This
they
year,
got
just Thompson, Hill, and Patera.
Patera's going to be a good one, I think, for them down the line, too.
Sure.
Just killed it in Brandon.
Yeah, but Vegas, too, like you said, they're a shutdown team. That blue line is crazy.
They got way more depth than most teams in the NHL. Take their fourth line over basically anybody else's.
And Hill's he can make the first save, right? He's big. He played well when he needed to last year. He didn't have, obviously, the body of work. Oh, man, that guy's
so
a beast,
good.
Right?
Well, I was talking about it earlier. Like, again, the Capitals squeeze into the playoffs, minus 37 goal differential, whatever. But John Carlson's so damn good, and we don't talk enough about that
guy. We don't see him, right? Like, he just... out of sight, out of mind. But watching that game yesterday, too, the camera was on him the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every puck moving up the ice, you know, after the whistle, it's always just on him. He
leads the league in average time on ice. Like, the dude's constantly playing 30 minutes a night.
It's awesome.
His sleep.
I think.
I don't watch the Capitals because the first game they played against the Flames in, like, game 8 was they were so bad.
Yeah.
And even when they were like winning games.
Calgary ended up losing that game, too.
They did.
Oh, they lost that game,
too. But they started winning games, and even then I was like, I'm not going back. I'm not watching this.
That was the Kuznetsov shootout breakaway goal where he took 9 years to get to the net.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then they're doing it with Charlie Lindgren in net, too. They're giving up 18 shots a game these last two or three games.
Ovi woke up the last month and a half. He's old Ovechkin again.
Yeah.
So.
Good for that, I don't know. Minus 37. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
So who are they facing in the first round?
Rangers.
Then? Rangers. Yeah.
And then my favorite series, Canes and Islanders. That's the one I'm going to
be. Four straight?
I'm going to watch the games twice just to make sure I don't miss anything.
Just to watch the breakout and the back-checking. Right.
I hope Patrick Waugh has a meltdown.
The Islanders aren't allowed to have playoff beards because of Lou. So clean shaven, everybody.
Playoff dusters.
Because the Islanders and the Yankees are the same thing.
The same thing.
Such stupid rules Lou has. Dude.
Shave those sideburns, Mattingly.
Like him better than Steinbrenner.
Yeah, it'd be good. It'd be fun if Patrick Waugh has a meltdown and wants to fight Rod Brind'Amour. I think that'd be great. Who knows? We don't know. It's the Stanley Cup playoffs. Things get intense.
They do.
How do you set the line in that scrap?
Ooh. I don't know.
I think Patrick Waugh beat him up.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
Listen, when I've seen little Mike Vernon in studio and he fed Patrick Waugh, I'm like, probably Rod the Bod would probably throw
Rod
some
the
rights
Bod
out
taking
there.
Rod. That nose of Rod's has probably seen a few knuckles.
He doesn't even feel it anymore.
There's nothing there.
There's no cartilage.
It's just a rubber nose that he puts on before the game. He doesn't have a nose.
It's like the ghoul in Fallout.
That's exactly right. Aww. Your voice is a little nasal. Let me just put my nose back on here. Let me put it on sideways. It'll be a boring series because it'll be over in four.
You ready to give away some tickets?
I can't wait. I love giving away stuff.
And somebody put a piece of paper in front of Brent Cron so he can write down who's because you're going to pick the winner today.
Oh, yeah.
And I like when you have that much pressure on you.
Yeah, I feel it too.
Who's going to win? 960-960, name and location. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I miss blank. I'll miss the coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. 960-960, name and location. If you want to give us a call, we're giving away Roughnecks tickets. 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. We'll also do our lock of the day.
I
always love to. I know where you're going for that one already today.
Darn right.
I know where you're going.
You're going to be in the barn tonight?
I don't know. I don't think so. I might.
The barn?
I don't
think. Is that what you said?
The barn.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, daughter's got rugby tonight.
I don't know. What position does she play? You don't know?
It's numbers, right? It's numbered position. It's like fly half, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the scrum or lifting up people or?
In the back.
Okay.
So she's one of the faster runners?
Yeah.
She's
a wheel.
They huck the ball to her?
She's a wheel.
They pitch the ball to her and she runs?
I think so. That's what they do.
Okay.
Yep. Overhand like they do in football. With the laces out.
Yep.
Did one of you donkeys just say Patrick Waugh would beat up Rod?
He'd crush him.
Like, I thought I was going to say Rod at, like, minus 250.
Rod would kill him.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, Rod is not a name. It's a lifestyle.
And then he would rip him in half. He would just rip him in two parts and throw him into the corner with his shirt off.
Yeah. But Patrick Waugh's also crazy.
He is, and he's wiry, but that's fine. That gets into your head, right?
So is Rod.
Yeah.
He's been fined like $25,000 by the NHL multiple times for losing it on the referees. All the time.
They should have a workout competition to see who would be the best.
Rod's going to crush that one. Push-ups?
They had to lock the door at Michigan State, the workout room, because Rod was spending all his time in there. They had to lock the door. You can't go in there anymore, Rod.
They had to lock me in there so I would do something. Well, I want to go over lunch. No. Put your sweat jacket on and get on the bike. Tubby, let's go.
That's the voice of Brent Cron. Your chance to win Roughnecks tickets next. Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's a big show. It's the Big Show, Russick and Rose, Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Powered by mortgages2go.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. It's 20 more minutes, Georgie. Survive 20. Survive. It's like in Tropic Thunder. Survive. We got our lock of the day.
You're the reverend pulling himself into a horse's stomach to keep him warm at night.
Yeah. Oh man. That movie. Yeah. All it is Leo getting like all he's doing the whole time is like, and he won an Oscar for that.
I know.
That's all he did the whole time.
I know. And then complained about global warming and
bears.
Calgary. Yeah.
Badass.
Yeah. They'll get you. Those guys will get you.
Yeah.
Right? No negotiation.
I don't know. All right. 960-960, name and location. We're giving away tickets to Saturday night's game, season finale for your Roughnecks. They're playing Panther City, whoever the hell they are.
They got to be tough. They're probably top in the league, aren't they?
They got a lot of snarl.
Panther City is not good.
They got a lot of snarl.
I think both these teams aren't going to the playoffs.
No?
Yes. They're both not going to the playoffs.
960-960, name and location. Give us a call, 403-240-4444. 403-240-4444. You always got a better chance if you call in.
You do. You really do.
We're asking you, I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. 960-960, name and location. We took some phone calls Friday with Vernon.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
The calls were not good.
Yeah, I was listening to the show on the flight. Yeah, they disappointed.
Yeah. I think
happen last time he was in,
I think
too?
People were nervous to talk to Mike Vernon. Yeah. I really think that's what it is.
Well,
what?
Maybe don't do phones with Mike Vernon?
I don't know. It
didn't work the first time either. Like,
I don't know.
Third time's a charm.
Maybe third time's a charm. You want to get to the phone line first?
Let's hop on the phones.
Because you're picking the winner.
Darn right I am.
Today.
Yes, I am.
Let's get to Terry on the old blower here. Terry, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. Yourselves?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
Just relaxing. Not doing much.
Oh. No work today? You're retired?
No, I'm kind of I am retired, yes.
Oh, okay. So what's on the agenda today then? You're just relaxing now? Like, what do you got planned today?
Same as they do every other day. Just sit and watch the TV.
Okay. All right.
Watching reruns of the Flames and Canucks from last night?
There you go, yeah.
Okay. All right, Terry. I wouldn't mind giving you the tickets because it means something to do Saturday night.
That's right.
You'll miss the Coyotes in the desert. Like, you'll miss what, Terry?
The cold toilet seat.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, cold toilet seat does suck. Yeah.
All right, hang on the line, Terry. Thank you. 403-240-4444. 403-240.
Does he have, like, a heated toilet
44.
Seat then?
Maybe.
Because that implies that it's gone, right? That he misses it. He It's gone, so it's not something he has to deal with anymore. But he's not sad to see it go because it's a cold toilet seat and you'd prefer it to be warm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I think I got it.
You're not a fan of?
What's the first one, right?
Can I ask you a personal question, Rick Rod?
Hey, fire away.
Have you ever used a bidet?
No, never.
Oh.
I've been told of its wonder and glory, but yeah. I've never.
Okay, so clearly with Matt Rose's noises he's making.
With warm water?
He's experienced it.
Of course. Yes.
Cold ocean water?
Typically you can adjust the temperature. It depends.
But from the Arctic Ocean.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Clean,
so a few
crisp.
Things those Europeans are certainly doing right.
Yeah.
It's the way they handle their food, and it is also bidets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can buy them and install them like a.
Yeah, but know, that feels like. Do you know what? If there's one thing that's going to flood my apartment, it's that
bidet.
No,
I have a friend whose apartment got flooded by a bidet because his cat jumped on it and pushed it down, and then it just stayed on for an entire weekend.
What?
Yeah,
like you got to get rid of mittens then for sure. Mittens
okay,
is out the window.
This is fine. This is a fair point by you, but it's the same reason that a lot of apartments don't let you use the ice machine in your freezer.
Right.
Because they're very prone to leaking. And if you're out of your house for like an hour and it just leaks constantly, you're steward.
When I rented.
Why are you making that face? No, I'm just saying, like, we're also the burglars from Home Alone. They're doing the water and just letting it flood.
It's our calling card.
Yeah. The wet bandits.
The wet bandits. I was renting a condo downtown early on in my life, and I brought in a piranha tank, and the landlord said,
"Not a damn chance, bud."
What's the matter with you? I'm like, "Oh, don't worry, I'll get rid of it." A you damn well better.
How many piranha did you have in there?
8.
Oh yeah,
red bellies.
So how did you feed them?
I fed them fish food. Just sprinkled fish food in there, and then
I thought you put raw meat in there. They just attack.
They know they're actually very boring fish.
Like that.
No, you put in goldfish in there, and he's still there the next morning. And then you go to do your work, and you come back, and there's just scales left in the tank. You know, you got to set up a camera because they're very skittish, shy fish.
Yeah. Oh, okay. They only like to kill in privacy.
Yeah, that's right. They're like
dark darkness.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're guilty.
Texty McTexterson, I think, caught what I had. A little under the weather.
No longer has a language profile. So yeah.
He's a little under the weather. We mean the weather.
Wait, what does that mean?
He doesn't have a language profile. Like, you brought his drop down, you can't, like, prick down, like, what type of language you want. It just shows, like, Microsoft and Amazon. So that's, he doesn't have a language right now.
Okay. Well, we got to figure that out.
Is there something wrong with
texting? They've done that before. It's the website. It has, okay. It has bugs.
So who are we using today?
Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally. You should use Benny text messages.
You should use Benny Benassi to do that.
Every time I think of that, I think of like episodes of like Married with Children. Mustang Sally. All right. Hit it.
Cole W. and Al Housie. I'll miss the Coyotes like I miss the extremely entertaining drive from Calgary to Edmonton in a midwinter snowstorm with 5 feet of vision and summer slicks on.
I know a lot of those people had to experience that this past day.
That's a tough goal.
Yep. That is a very picturesque drive, though.
It really
three
is.
3 hours from Calgary to Edmonton.
Lovely.
It is.
2.5.
Ryan Inikit Oaks, I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like I'll miss the Leafs when they blow it against the Bruins.
Oh.
I won't. Yeah, fruit. Exactly. I won't. Darn.
You know what would really suck? If the Leafs, Canucks, Jets all went on the first round.
Oh, man.
What about the Oilers? I would really hate that.
Do you really?
And the Oilers.
I also wouldn't be stoked if I had a place in Scottsdale and I liked going to see other hockey teams play the Coyotes for dirt cheap. And there's a lot of those snowbirds here in our town.
Well, but that's eventually where they want to build this new mythical rink that they want to build.
Mm-hmm. Mythical.
Scottsdale is like the place to do it.
But Scottsdale doesn't want them.
No. But they'll go back. They want to go back to Atlanta, for God's sake. They'll go back to Arizona. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, but the Scottsdale is where they should be, but Scottsdale doesn't care for them. No. So
there's too many teams in the NHL already.
I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like I'll miss blank. 960-960 name and location. We're giving away tickets to the Roughnecks game, their season finale Saturday at the Dome against Panther City. You can also call us 403-240-4444. Back to Mustang Sally.
Terry from McGett Oaks. I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like I'll miss the rains down in Africa.
Toto.
Yeah.
No, we don't have the song ready, though, eh?
No, we don't. But definitely as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
Oh, man. And Carl Wolf covered it, and it was
well
good.
Done.
You're welcome.
Serengeti.
Tommy in Bonaventure, I'll miss the Yotes in the desert like I'll miss my ex-mother-in-law asking for another glass of wine.
Must be nice.
Fill it up to the top.
Right
up
to
Gary?
The top.
Was it Gary?
Tommy.
Tommy. Fill it up to the top, Tommy.
Yeah.
I'll take another Chablis. Yeah.
Open up another box. Let's go.
Another box.
Fill it up to the top. I'll never forget when I was bartending in Niagara Falls tourism area, and this woman comes up to me and goes, my wine glass isn't filled to the top. I go, ma'am, you're not at home. Yeah. We don't do that.
You
got
to save the wine for the rest
we
of us.
We are civilized
people.
We just
don't put
here,
it right to the top there. So you're like, another thing.
Give me the bar.
All right, I like that one from Tommy.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Okay, I like that one.
Wedley in Bridalwood. I'll miss the Coyotes in the desert like how I miss Dragon's Breath. Darn Ryan Leslie.
I can always bring it back. But also, I like how you always play Wedley text when you know he's never going to win.
I think he just likes
it's
getting
a tease.
Heard. I think he just likes
getting
heard.
He just likes to get in.
Yeah.
He likes to get in with the text message.
Yeah.
All right, what else you got?
Rob in Calgary. I'll miss the Coyotes like I'll miss my monthly Preparation H subscription from Amazon.
Oh, okay. Good.
At least you can order it on Amazon, too, right?
Does he also order the donut to sit on?
Yeah. It sits on the side.
It's
important.
It feels pretty good on the whole.
That's tough.
Excuse me?
It's tough sledding.
It's a Austin Powers reference.
Oh.
Preparation H. Feels pretty good on the whole, right?
Colin in Woodbine. I'll miss the Coyotes like I miss the smell of the chicken farm my dad lived on. The smell of that place and the Coyotes organization have a lot in common.
Yeah. Nice. Chicken farm stench.
It smells like fear.
Yeah.
Get back here.
Smells like fear.
Yeah. Get back here, Jerry the chicken. You're not getting away from me today.
Jerry.
Joel in Northwest Calgary. I miss the Oats in the desert like I miss Elias Lindholm at Broken Bar. I don't.
Oh.
Here you go.
Lindholm's having a great season in Vancouver.
You know what? I'm happy he didn't he can get more here now, right? He neglected to take this and going for that now.
Yeah, he didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
He's going to test free agency.
Yeah.
He's going to cash in.
He might.
Sure.
Sure.
He might.
He'll get that TBD. He'll get that 8-year, $72 million the Flames offer.
You better go win a Conn Smythe.
Yeah.
Sure. He'll get that right on the open market.
Absolutely will.
Imagine him if he like goes to Boston, plays in between Marchand and Pasternak, is right back to a 100-point player, but he does it at like $4.5 million again. And he's like, no!
Yeah!
I knew I was good! Yeah.
With a good player.
Yeah.
And but it'll just prove that he can't drive his own line.
No.
Potentially, right?
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, he needs to play with really good players, which is fine. He's a good player. Good player. $9 million player? No.
What would you pay him?
Now?
Yeah, right now.
That 4.5 number you gave me?
He's probably getting...
You wouldn't go higher than that?
He's probably getting 6.5.
Like, realistically. Yeah. Okay. Realistically,
I would not go higher
worth?
Than 6 million.
Somebody's going to give him 6.
That is jarring.
Someone's going to give him
it
6.
It is jarring, but would you... Okay, here's a question for all of you. Would you pay him today more money than Nazem Kadri?
On a 7-year deal? Probably.
Oh, wow. Okay. I think Kadri gives you more than Lindholm at this point.
Well, yeah, but once again, you talk about back end, 3-4 years difference. If I was going to give him a 7-year deal, I feel like I'm going to be...
I'm just saying, like, in a vacuum next season, who should make more money? Kadri.
I don't want
in
to
a vacuum it. For next season, yes.
Yeah. Next 2 years? Probably Kadri.
Probably Kadri.
Is it playing?
Matt and Cochran, like I'll miss the oats like I miss the text line ripping Bryce.
Yeah, those were good days. Simpler times.
Yeah, we had a full week of Bryce just catching strays after winning Nickelback tickets.
Hustling drugs behind the school.
He's going to get piled with my brother after the rodeo. Like, and then he's going to go to Nickelback con. The guy was living his best life.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, people just snowballed.
Yeah.
Snowballed into attack. And then who else was catching strays, too? The guy who won the day after. He was catching strays,
Bryce
too.
And
whatever that was. I don't know. Kevin? I don't know his name.
I don't remember.
Chaz?
It was Chaz. I wouldn't remember Chaz.
I was going to say Andrew.
If his name was Chaz, I would remember the Chaz.
Adam in Calgary. I'll miss the Coyotes in Arizona like I missed Errol Sutter-Pressers. It was a hilarious gong show that probably went on too long, but we'll never be the same without it.
Okay.
Best goal in the league.
Yep.
What
number was that, Belcher? That's a great one. Why don't you play Brent from Regina? I like that. Can you make it to the game, Brent? You got a four.
Work ethic, consistency, structure, pace, work, discipline, identity. It's honesty.
Buzzwords.
Love it.
One more.
Brent from Regina. I'll miss.
Sorry.
Okay.
Brent from Regina. I'll miss Arizona like I'll miss my ex-girlfriend. Screw you, Cindy.
Eat it, Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy catching strays Cindy. Here on the radio.
You.
All right, Brent.
That's good.
There's three more here.
Three more?
Yeah.
Okay, go rapid fire.
Dustin from Drum. I'll miss the Coyotes like I will miss Panther City when they take it off the map for not being a real city. Chris and Airdrie, I'll miss the Coyotes like I'll miss my wife saying you left the toilet seat up again. It's always gonna be up.
Okay.
Jesse and Cochran, I'll miss the Coyotes like I miss the Thrashers in Atlanta. But don't worry, Gary will have teams back in both locations in no time.
He will.
Absolutely,
he will. Alpharetta.
What do you like? What did you like the best there?
My top two are the ex-mother-in-law and the glass of wine.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
And Cindy.
Oh, the ex?
Yeah.
Apparently, he can't make the game.
Well, he doesn't live here.
He doesn't live here.
Yeah, but he's got a 403 number.
Oh.
I don't know. How's that work? Okay. All right. I guess it's the wine?
Yeah.
Play the wine.
Which one was the wine?
The
name?
I can't even read my... Benny?
Brian?
Bryce?
It wasn't Bryce. Certainly wasn't
Tony?
Bryce.
Tony?
How did you go from Bryce, Brian, to Tony?
right there.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
It does look like Tommy.
Tommy in Bonaventure. I'll miss the oats in the desert like I'll miss my ex-mother-in-law asking for another glass of wine.
Okay, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Wedley, I'll miss being single thanks to my new girlfriend, Cindy.
Very good, Wedley.
That's
a very good one, but you're still not going to win.
Yeah. Too late.
You were very close there. Yeah. But you're still on your way. Congratulations, Tommy. Where's he from?
He's from Bridalwood.
Tommy in Bridalwood, the home of Wedley. Congratulations.
Bonaventure.
No, I'm okay,
sorry.
Well,
both
not.
Down south.
Damn it. Congratulations, Tommy. You're going to see the Roughnecks play Panther City, whoever they are, Saturday down at the Dome in the Roughnecks season finale. Should be a lot of fun, though.
Love a good end of season game because it's always fan appreciation night.
Oh, yeah.
Open up the coffers, throw the free stuff at the fans.
Right in the face.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the face.
That pressure gun.
Stuff? Right, yeah, oh, yeah.
Right off your bean.
Hey, fans, it's time to drop your dignity for a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Forget your dignity. All right.
Kill Maude Flanders doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Maude.
Rest in peace, Maude.
Let's get to our lock to
a real one.
We have more tickets to the Roughnecks game tomorrow, too.
Pour one out, eh?
Sorry to Terry. Terry, enjoy the rest of your day off and all the best in retirement, Terry.
Good for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Let's get our lock of the day brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. Ever since Brent Cron got here this morning, he can't stop talking about the second leg today between Man City and Real Madrid in UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, I know.
The first game was an absolute cracker.
3-3.
3-3. I'm going to take the over 3.5 today. I think it'll be another goal fest.
Look out.
In Man City today.
Over, what is this, sir?
3.5.
3.5, okay.
I'm going big time. Lock it in for some UEFA Champions League action today.
Just trying to find out what the lines are here for a couple of player props I'm going
to
look into.
You want
today.
To go to Patrick then?
That would be great.
All right, go ahead.
Give me 2 seconds.
Okay, we're going to go do some afternoon baseball. The Braves wrapping up their series with the Houston Astros. I like the Braves to cover the 1.5 and parlay that with Matt Olson over a half a base.
Okay. PvP.
I'm going to do some basketball here. Philadelphia taking on the Miami Heat. I like a player prop in this one as well. I'm going to take over 4.5 assists for Tyrese Maxey.
Ooh, okay. Brent Cron.
GVP stole mine. So what I'm going to do.
I bet he did, eh?
Or the Tyrese Maxey assists?
Yeah, that's what I was going with. But I'm going to the Ken Bracco Arena
hell
tonight.
Yeah. Damn right you are.
Calgary Canucks up 3 rip.
Looking for the title.
AJHL final against the White Court Wolverines. They're going to put the final nail in the coffin. We're going to give them the people's elbow tonight. Calgary Canucks are winning tonight.
Okay. Maddie?
Yeah, I don't love this Gossman start, but I am going to take a couple of bats for the Jays. I'm going to take Justin Turner and Vladdy, both over 0.5 a hit. It's not a big number, but we'll take it tonight.
All right. Our log of the day brought to you by Meadow Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Meadow Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. What do you got coming up in Big Show Plus, Big Show, Extra Big Show?
Way back in October, I made some awful predictions. I'm going to roast myself.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And yeah.
And on Friday's show... You want to come in at 7 on Friday? You want to do 2 hours on Friday?
Why not?
Why not?
You want to?
Yeah, let's do it.
You can ask a question to Frank.
Because Frank was such a... He was awesome on Friday. So...
Yeah. You have a calculator, George?
You got an Elf phone calculator
app? No, but like,
app?
I like, people think like, I totally don't mind when he's a dick. Like,
I think it's awesome.
I don't even mind.
No, it's great.
It's whatever.
I was entertained.
I consider the guy a friend. I've been able to drink with him. He wants to be a dick on the air. Be a dick on the air. It's fine. I don't care. It's
I love
fun.
It. Well, you know, it probably shows his comfort level with the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And to do all those interviews with people every day to talk about the same thing, I would probably snap on a handful of people, too.
Yeah.
Right?
It's fine.
I love it.
But we also pay him.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You want to come in at 7.
Take it.
That's cool, because we're going to revisit our Sensible Flames takes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had some in October.
I don't remember
we
those.
Had some in the middle of the season, and now we're going to play them again at the end of the season.
I love it.
Yeah, and then we'll do the roast of me Friday at 8 o'clock. Starring you, Julian McKenzie, Eric Francis, and then all of us.
Awesome.
What could go wrong? What could go wrong?
And then I'm going to head to Cold
Lake. And it's going to be so cringy.
Cold Lake?
And then I'm going to head to Cold Lake afterward. After roasting you, I'm going to leave town is what I'm going to
do. Okay, you're just going to get out of Dodge?
I'm going to get out of Dodge.
What are you doing in Cold Lake? Are you mixing in a plug here? What's going on in Cold Lake?
I'm just playing hockey, actually, yeah. With there's a hockey tournament going on there. A bunch of
I got a plug if you want me. There's a charity hockey tournament. They got one team spot left to fill. It's the Providence Children Pucks for Providence Charity Hockey Tournament. It's May 3rd to 5th at the Seven Chiefs Sportsplex. It's for the kids.
Oh, Maddie.
It's the best I could do because I didn't get a ton of information.
Your Kikuchi lock made somebody $65 yesterday.
Oh, boys, trust me. I looked really good yesterday. Look, he struck down the first three, and then as soon as he started to feel that oblique, I was like, get him out!
Get out of here!
Get him out! The strikeouts were already long gone. Yeah, no. Kikuchi has been he's been a little bit of a golden egg in the old betting world.
Nails? Okay. He's been nailed.
A Fabergé egg. All right. That's it for us. Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Rate, review, subscribe, and stuff if you want. That'd be cool. Check out the podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a terrific Whopper Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Sit, Ubu. Sit. Good dog.